The growing presence of electric cars, well, that's a common part of the public discourse on sustainability and a cleaner energy future. But what about two-wheeled vehicles? That's typically not a part of the conversation, but a company located in Ann Arbor is changing that. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of Morning Edition each Wednesday. Our guest this morning is Nick Clough, and Nick is sales manager at Current Motor Company, which produces high-performance electric scooters. Nick, good morning, and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, for those who don't know, Current Motor dates back to 2008, and for a little bit of historical perspective, I'd like to step back. How did Current Motor Company get its start?
Current Motor really had a grassroots start here in the Ann Arbor area. John Harding and Eric Kalpe started, it was really their hobby. They were both working at Ford Motor Company, and they were both motorcycle enthusiasts and also electric vehicle enthusiasts, so they started just building some electric motorcycles in their garage together. And they really saw a need for something like that and decided that they could make their hobby into a business.
And which they did pretty quickly. It was basically a locally based and internet-based company to start, correct?
Correct.
And now the company has changed over the past 4 years in some rather dramatic ways. Tell me, where is the company today?
Today the company is a fully incorporated we are ready. We have a full mass market ready scooter. And, you know, it really has started from, you know, taking something that's more of just a hobby to now we have a, you know, a mass market appeal scooter that's probably that's very capable.
We talk about mass market, and of course, we immediately think of the auto industry, and we're not talking about those kinds of numbers in the near future. But are two-wheeled electric vehicles more prevalent outside of the United States than they are here right now?
Absolutely. And China is the biggest industry for motorcycles in general, Indy being number two, and Brazil is the third. And that is going to be our first international location is in Brazil.
And is that going to happen sometime soon?
That will be happening within the next 6 months we're targeting. We have some high-level contacts in Brazil. We have a couple bikes down there now. There was a big international conference about green energy called Rio Plus 20 that happened last month in Brazil. And we had two of our electric scooters down there for that event.
Are there other companies building electric two-wheelers in the United States right now?
There are. Zero Motorcycles is the biggest one. And we don't consider them a competitor. That's more of like a, that's just, it's similar market, but it's a different bike. Zero really builds
electric. Theirs is truly a motorcycle. Theirs is while truly, yours is a scooter.
Theirs is a motorcycle. And ours is a scooter. It's step through. It's easier to use. I mean, it's they look just like you think a motorcycle compared to a scooter would look.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with the sales manager of Current Motor Company. His name is Nick Clough, and the company is building high-performance electric scooters and building toward making the electric two-wheelers a more prominent part of our transportation future. Let's talk a little bit about the vehicles themselves. When you say a high-performance scooter, how high-performance is it?
So high-performance, we have two models, and one of them actually being the high-performance designation. And they are rated at 65 miles an hour, and they have a 50 mile.
That's fast for a scooter.
It is fast for a scooter. So it is highway capable, and they're actually big enough and fast enough to where you need a motorcycle endorsement to ride one. It's not a moped where you just put a sticker on it and you can ride around town. I mean, you need a license and an endorsement. It's, you know, it's not a toy. It's a for real motorcycle.
How well do these scooters stack up to their traditionally fueled counterparts?
When we built them, we had the goal of making it comparable to a 250cc gas model scooter, which are highway legal. And, you know, we think our performance, our acceleration is a little better. Obviously, there is the range problem. And our scooters, our main target market is commuters, you know, people that are going back and forth to work, and also people that are moving around in an urban environment. With a normal motorcycle, if you sit in traffic, you're going to get hot. The bike's going to get hot. This, it's very easy to use around town and in high congestion areas.
And, of course, when towns like Ann Arbor start putting in these electric fueling stations in parking garages, it's going to be even easier to use.
Absolutely. We actually just recently attended an event at the garage opening on Forest Avenue for their EV charging station. We brought a couple of our scooters up there and had a photo shoot, and it was pretty fun.
Well, how much electricity is required for a full charge for one of these scooters?
This is where we think we have an advantage. Ours does not need a high-capacity charging station. It's just 110-volt. Standard wall outlet. You can plug it into the same outlet you plug your toaster into.
And how much is it going to cost me to charge that up?
So we have it figured out. To use your scooter, it actually costs you less than 1.5 cents a mile, and that's, you know, factoring in the charge that you're pulling out of your house.
And you talked a little bit about the range. What exactly is the range?
So we have two models. Like I said before, I'll touch on that a little more. We have a standard model that has a 40-mile range, and a high-performance model that has a 50-mile range. And that's rated at 55 miles an hour for the standard and 65 miles an hour for the high performance.
That's a lot of speed, but for a very short distance. And have you found concerns among potential customers that maybe that's just not going to cut it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really not, it's not for everyone. And but for the people that do like the idea, we've addressed the range anxiety issue in several ways. And range anxiety is what EV owners refer to as, you know, worrying about that I'm not going to make it on a charge. So our new digital dashboard really gives the rider a lot of info about the charge level on their bike. It tells you how much charge you have left in your battery pack, how far exactly you can go on that charge, and also if you were to plug in your bike at that very moment, how long it would take to charge it.
There's no emission with this, obviously.
Zero emissions. It's all battery. It's not a hybrid. I mean, it's battery only.
So other than the coal-fired power plants needed to produce the electricity that you'll be using, there is no pollution with this bike.
Right. And well, and when coal-fired, that's mainly referring to Michigan. But if you get into places out on the West Coast or out of the country that, which use hydropower or solar power, it really is zero emissions.
I assume that this bike is comparatively quiet to a traditional engine.
Yeah, it's almost silent. And it's weird to, being a motorcycle enthusiast myself, it's different to ride around and only hear wind and not having an engine screaming underneath you.
When I ride motorcycles, I always want my bike to be as loud as possible, not to be rude or impolite, but simply because I want the vehicles around me to know I'm there. So there is kind of a trade-off in having that quiet and efficient motor, isn't there?
There is a trade-off. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have heard that funny term, loud pipes save lives. I don't think you can put a loud pipe on this one. But yeah, it is almost relatively silent. So you need to be, obviously, just with like any motorcycle, though, you need to be aware of what's around you. I wouldn't count on the engine noise to, you know, save your life.
The price of a super scooter is about $10,000. The high-performance super scooter, about $12,000. That's not cheap for a vehicle. It has limited range. So what's the pitch to prospective buyers?
So the scooter is obviously, it's not for everyone, but our scooter is really, we're at the forefront of the two-wheeled EV market. And the reason that we targeted the two-wheel market is because that we don't have the same restrictions as a lot of the automotives. People don't ride their scooters in negative 30-degree blizzards, and they don't ride their scooters when, you know, it's 150 degrees out in Death Valley. So the range that we had to engineer for was much less. But at the end of the day, we are bound by the same restrictions as the automotive as far as cost goes. If you look at the new electric Focus, which I like to use as an example, the electric Focus is a great car. I really like it, but it's double what the gas model is because the battery technology is still expensive. Now, as the market, you know, evolves and changes and grows, just with any technology, the cost will come down. But being an early stage market, we have the same issues as the OE automotive manufacturers.
And of course, if people don't buy in now, then the product goes away and we don't get to that point where prices come down and it becomes a standard.
That's right. So it is more of a cost up front when you originally purchase a scooter. But over time, you know, you're spending you're spending nothing on gas. You're spending the electricity only. So if you're someone that's riding your scooter a lot, you will see a cost benefit, you know, as you use it. So I guess it's incentive to go green and use it a lot.
Well, you've mentioned expanding into Brazil, expanding into Chicago, and then we'll continue to expand in the years to come. Is this going to remain an Ann Arbor company and a company that builds the bikes in Michigan?
Absolutely. Our R&D center is here in Ann Arbor, and it's going to stay in Ann Arbor. And the bikes are manufactured up in Holt, Michigan, at an ISO-certified union facility. And they are a scalable technology, and so they can build as many or as few bikes as we need. So as we expand, you know, the R&D is only going to need to increase. We're going to need more people, and we're going to need more manufacturing, and that all stays right here in Michigan.
Nick, thank you so much for your time. It's been fun to get to know about the company.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is Nick Glomp. He is sales manager for Current Motor Company. If you'd like more information and take a look at one of the scooters, go to currentmotor.com. They really are sleek and stylish. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.